Yo.
Yeah, I got issues.
Ha.
Hey.
Woo!
Ha ha! Welcome to the I Got Issues podcast with your host, Jason Maynard. Ed.
James Wright.
James, what's up, son?
Not much, man.
What's going on? What's new and exciting in your wonderful world?
Still swimming like a villain.
Yeah, you learn how to do the breaststroke and shit.
No, man, breaststroke, that's hard, man.
Can you tread water yet?
No, I can't tread water yet.
Can you float?
Sort of. as long as I have my water wings on, I can float.
Well, what can you, what have you learned up there? Like, is there levels? I remember there being like orange badge, or you get like a badge or something.
Man, I'm not even at the levels yet. I'm still like at like the learning to even get to a level.
Bro, how come you can't swim?
I don't know, man. My mom used to take me to like the pool and stuff, but like just too busy, man. I just never learned how to swim. I never grew up on a lake, or I didn't have a swimming pool in my backyard.
Yeah, but you can't get past like the opening levels to just be like, listen, okay, you know, I'm not, we're in the shallow end here. You know, like get me to level one. I can move right up to level one. No, they won't push you through. You can't skip a couple grades, skip a class.
No, man, I got to start from the beginning, man. No, yeah. I can swim. It's just like technique, breathing technique, and then like, because you're supposed to actually move your legs, your thighs, not actually move from knees down. So I have to learn that. And yeah. And just like my arm movements and whatever else, breathing.
Bro, in your class, yeah. Is there like infants and shit?
Let me tell you, I don't know how this is going to sound, but this is going to be interesting. Anyways.
You're in a class full of black people.
Anyways, people take this how you want to take this, but this is interesting. In my class. All right.
Yes, sir.
There are three guys. I'm one of the guys and the rest are women. Now, I don't know if this means anything, but something I like to observe things and see things. The thing I notice is that I'm the one black guy.
Uh huh.
There's two brown guys.
Uh huh.
And the rest are Asian women.
Really?
Does that mean something? There's no Caucasians in my class.
That's because they already know how to swim.
That's what I'm saying. Now that's some sort of like sociology type of observation.
So I think what the conclusion is that visible minorities can't swim.
I think so.
I wonder why that is.
And what's really funny is that we swim inside this pool next to like the Olympic size pool. So we pretty much swim inside of a kiddie pool. Like this pool is like, it's a waiting pool. Like the pool's like,
that's goddamn probably embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pretty embarrassing. The pool is like, when I stand up, it's like up to my waist. That's how deep the pool is. Meanwhile, you have like this huge Olympic size pool beside us with people doing laps. I don't know what that sport's called with when you have the ball in the water. I can't remember what it's called.
Water polo.
And I noticed that all the people who are in the big pool playing all these sports, they're all Caucasian.
Wow.
Meanwhile, you have this little kiddie pool, waiting pool, and it's like all minorities in there learning how to swim. It just cracks me up to see this.
So crazy.
It is crazy. Anyways, that's what I've been up to. I've been learning how to swim in the waiting pool,
perfect.
The shallow end.
Well, one day you're going to get there, my friend, and we're going to get you out into the big people pool.
Yeah, man. I'm planning to do a triathlon, man.
Do you see that dude go up into the balloon up to fucking
amazing
thing and jump up?
That's incredible.
You find that to be incredible?
It's mind-boggling. Like, they know the calculations to get the guy up to the right level, not too far up where he'd bounce off into space, but
yeah, but
far
it was
enough
it was as high as the balloon could go, though.
But I mean, that's the thing. Like, how do they did the calculations to figure out what kind of balloon to use, how thin to use, how much helium or whatever they put inside of there to get it up to that point.
Now, when you were watching this, did you watch it?
No,
did you see
I watched
it on the internet or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, listen, I happened to be at home a little while, and I turned it on.
Yeah.
it fucking takes like 3 hours to get up there. So you sit there and you're like watching this balloon just float up in the air for 3 hours, which to me is complete nonsense.
And what, this is like live broadcasted for 3 hours?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeez.
What were or they you doing? Could watch it online. You could watch it on like the Red Bull.
What were they doing in the meantime when he was going up in the air? Just talking?
Some dude was just talking about like scientific nonsense.
Crazy.
Anyhow, when you were watching this dude jump out, did you already know like if he made it down safely or not? Did you already know the outcome?
No.
Because you didn't watch it live.
Well, no, but I mean, I think if I was watching it live, there's always that question of him not making it. You know what I mean?
So when you watched it, you knew that he was going to make it down?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you... Listen, a lot of people watch this stuff not because they want this guy to make... They want to see a train wreck.
Some people do. That's why people watch it.
It's the same reason why people watch figure skating. You don't want to see them land.
You want to see them fall.
You want to see them fall.
Do that triple salchow and snap their ankle or something.
I was rooting for this guy, and I started to get a little bit... I was scared for him. I don't even know why, because I'm like, this guy's an asshole for going up into space and jumping down.
That's amazing that he even did that.
I found it to be insane.
You know what blew me away? Not only the fact that he had the courage to jump from that height.
The testicular fortitude.
The testicular fortitude. But did you see him land? How smooth it was?
Oh, yeah.
He was just like, doo-doo-doo, and he just landed. That was it. It was so easy. It seemed too easy.
Was it even real? Or like,
can you imagine?
How do we know he wasn't just like...
Of a studio somewhere?
Yeah.
I don't know. Who knows? You don't know. I'm sure they know. They obviously saw there's people that were watching it live there. In New Mexico, I'm sure there's people on the ground watching the sky, waiting for him to come down.
I don't
understand
why there's a control center too. Like, what do they need all these people? There's 100 people working. There's one dude up in the fucking sky.
Like, I don't know.
There's all these people in front of computers and stuff in this big room, and there's all like, what are they doing? They're not doing shit. Like, the balloon's gonna
that's
go
so
up,
true.
And he's gonna jump out, and that's it. There's nothing to it. Like, there's nothing you can do on your little laptop. There's I don't know what you're reading, TMZ maybe, or what they're doing there, pretending like they're doing something. But one dude is like talking to him, like once he gets up there, letting him know like, yada, yada, this is the levels of whatever oxygen and all that shit. And I understand that dude talking to him and letting him know like, okay, we're at 500,000 feet now, buddy. Okay. And then when they walk him out and he has to go through like check all the process, I get that guy. I just don't get the other 90 people that are in this room looking at some sort of monitors.
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
This is where I guess where meteorologists, all of their education at school finally pays off instead of just reading the fucking weather.
They actually have to do their work and
because
do their job.
All the meteorologists were like pulled in and like everyone's interviewing a meteorologist like, oh yeah, so why does you know, why was he tumbling, you know? Well, when you get to that altitude at between 39,000 feet, the air is very thin, so it makes less resistance and blah, blah, blah. It's like, oh, finally. You guys do know something.
You can't tell the weather, but you can tell about resistance.
It was very odd, but when he landed, I started to...
You teared up a little bit?
I didn't cry. I'm not a bitch, but... I was feeling
patriotic or something.
I was feeling a little emotional. I was like, oh, you know, this guy did it. I'm so happy for him, and I was overcome.
Are you going to go skydiving now or something?
Fuck no.
Work your way?
I might go skydiving. I'm going to do it. It's a part of my bucket list of things to do before I die.
Do you think maybe you're too tall to skydive?
No.
You sure?
Yeah,
like, aren't you afraid like your limbs will snap in the air because you're too tall or something?
No. I'm like regular people height, bro.
Regular people height? What are you, like 6'3"?
6'3" and a half, son.
Duh, that's not regular people height.
Yeah, it is.
Regular people height for guys is like 5'8".
They make men 5'8". They make men like that still?
They still do.
Are you crazy?
They
average
still do.
Real man is 6'3" and above.
Whatever.
Listen, sorry.
Whatever.
I hate to break the news to you.
Whatever, man.
5'8" is just not cutting it.
Well, I'm taller than 5'8", but I'm not 6'3". Jeez.
Well, listen, buddy. Start eating your Wheaties. Start eating your Wheaties.
I guess so. Anyways,
nothing new and exciting has been going on, man. Nothing.
No, I got my swimming, man. I'm trying to be a daredevil, man. I'm trying to break the sound barrier in the wading pool.
But where do you want to take this? Like, I know my brother wants to, he's doing swimming classes too or something like that.
Yeah.
Because he wants to do Ironman.
Yeah, I'll work my way to that.
Is that something that you want to do or do you
Yes, definitely. I looked it up. There's a Toronto Island, I don't know, it's a triathlon or half tri. I don't even know what they call it, but you swim for, this does not sound amazing at all, but you swim for like 750 meters.
Yeah.
And then you bike for 30 kilometers.
Yeah.
And then you run for 7.5 kilometers, which the biking, that will be easy for me. The running, 7.5 kilometers, that's nothing. It's just, even to swim 750 meters, that to me is hard.
In Lake Ontario?
I think it is.
Is that the same lake where I flush my toilet and all the shit
that's,
goes
and
into
that's part
lake?
Of the difficulty right there.
That's what you want to swim in.
That's what I'm going to be swimming in.
You're disgusting.
So next year, August 2013, I'm working my way to do it. Or maybe if they have another one where I can swim like 2 kilometers or something like that. I don't know. Just thinking about it, I feel like I'm going to crap myself.
I was just at a party last night, and it started to get real, like, political, and people are, like,
Break it up.
It's like with my aunt, older aunts and older uncles and stuff, they're all there, and they're all discussing hot topics now, like...
Obama?
Gay.
Oh, wow.
Gay people. Politics.
Oh, jeez.
Like,
those are the things you don't talk about when,
religion.
Like,
oh, no, well, listen, like we are a family, man, that we like to go in and bow.
Oh, my God.
There's some new people. There's, like, some people who have, like, an open and objective view of life. And then there was, like, my hardcore Christian aunts who
this
are,
is
like,
how it is.
This is bullshit. They used to play the national anthem at that school every morning, and we used to have to say the Lord's Prayer every morning. And now we have all these other people coming into the country, and now we have to not do the Lord's Prayer. Why? You wanted to come to this country, and this is a Christian country.
Holy shit. Oh, my God. I could only imagine, man. That sounds crazy.
It was hilarious. I had to set some people. I shut a lot of people down.
Did you?
Oh,
yeah.
They weren't prepared for me, because I walked in there, and my one aunt, she was just, you could tell she was the alpha voice. She was the alpha male in the room, and people would, like, say something, and she would just shut them down, like, blah, 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 and she just dominate the whole conversation.
Would she break out scriptures from the Bible?
No. Like, she didn't, she didn't go that deep into it, but I thought that it was hilarious that she was, like, dominating the conversation. I was just in the kitchen. I was just listening, and I was like, oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm like, I'm going to get in there. I had to chug back a beer, and I'm like, I'm going in. And then me and her just went, like, toe to toe.
So who won? Who won this? Who won the presidential Maynard debate?
I dominated her.
All right.
I dominated her because, like, even on topics that I didn't even really agree, I can still argue the opposite opinion. I can always argue either side.
Oh,
so,
my God, that's funny.
So it doesn't matter. And I just, you know,
what was the thing? So it was like the national anthem in school.
Not the national anthem, the Lord's Prayer.
Lord's
Prayer.
Like,
we used to say the Lord's Prayer.
Well, I...
She's like, this is you knew that in your country.
But I mean, what really is the Lord's Prayer? I mean, like, we're going to get a lot of flack for this, but, like, what is, like, the Lord, like, what, like, why do you have to say the Lord's Prayer? Like, why can't you do that at home before you get to school? Because really, that's what you should be doing, is before you go to school, because you never know if that bus is going to crash. So you better say some prayers before you get on that bus to make sure everything's A-okay.
Or you should just not even pray at all, but that's up to you. Listen, you want to pray, go ahead and pray. But I was just trying to tell her, the Lord's Prayer should have never been in the schools in the first place.
No, not at all, man. It's a public school.
She came to the conclusion that the school systems were set up by Christian associations and essentially, like, churches. But then I said, well...
Times change, man.
Listen, honey. That's exactly what I told her. I'm like, times have changed. Then I'm like, you know, sure, it might have started off as Christians, but we sort of also took over other people's land, and we're not they're lighting sage on fire, doing a powwow before every class.
Yeah, exactly.
So how far do you want to take it back?
Yeah, exactly.
So if you can't evolve with the times, then you're a fucking maniac.
Why do you think
something that was done 100 years ago should be done the same way it is today?
Yeah.
I'm like, what happens if like 500 years ago, you were down by a river and I just clubbed you over the head and dragged you with me and had sex with you? That was acceptable practice back then, but it doesn't work anymore. Like, you can't do it.
Sounds kind of gross.
Of course it's gross, but it's a humongous over-exaggeration, but it's just to like,
make
a point. It's like, you just can't do everything that just because it was done that way.
And
it doesn't work like that.
I would have brought up slavery.
Oh, she did bring up slavery.
I mean, like, slavery was slavery was used to build an entire nation. We shouldn't be doing it now. You know what I mean? Times are changing.
Slavery was brought up, but then I debunked the whole slavery thing. I said, what? Shut up. Everybody in the world was fucking slaves.
Yeah,
so
we're
cares?
Still slaves right
and
now.
She's like, for 400 years? I said, who knows? There could be people that were slaves for thousands of years before. That's just not
even
recorded. And quite frankly, slavery is still going on.
That's right.
Today.
That's right.
So stop with the slave nonsense. I can't take it. The only reason why slavery is like a big deal in like Canada and the United States is because it's that's the North American slaves. There's slaves all over Europe, all over China, everywhere else. They all had slaves in every single culture. So
George Washington, president of the United States of America, he had slaves.
Yeah, listen. Gotta own a couple slaves back in those days. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Who's going to wash your white collared shirts?
I think people just need to start. We have to start evolving as a...
Need to start moving on. That's right.
As a people, and just forget it, man. But like I say, when the aliens come, bro, that's it. That's when everybody's going to talk
about
smarten up.
When the aliens come.
When the aliens come.
You've been watching that UFO stuff still?
When the alien, I already told you, when the aliens come, man, the people are just going to be like, holy shit.
We are
humans, and we're all humans, and we have to defend our fucking, our planet as human beings.
That'll be the only time that we'll actually come together.
Yeah, and that's it. So what we need is aliens, not God.
Yeah. But you're saying that the aliens are going to come back? They're already here?
Yeah, we were created by aliens, bro.
What are you talking about?
So obvious.
So were they going to come back to Egypt and explain the pyramids to us?
No, they're just going to come back and they're going to say, okay, your work here is done, and zap, and it's all over.
What, like zap us?
Who knows what they're going to do?
What are you talking
about,
man?
I don't know what aliens do, but
you're
I know that, man. You think it's crazy?
You think aliens created us? I don't know about that. Come on.
Yeah, why not?
What do you mean, why not? Explain this. Explain it then.
I can't explain it,
but
I
try to figure out how to explain it, because that doesn't make any sense at all.
I can probably come up with a much better story than God made Adam and Eve.
Actually, you know what? This just came to my head.
Oh, shit.
This just came to my head. This could be a way to explain it.
Okay.
Think about this.
Okay.
All right. So there's alien. There's beings way before us that live. Aliens, for instance, that come visit the planet. Say these aliens have a child, right? Or whatever. There's a family traveling around. They check out Earth. They stay here for a bit. What happens is this alien child, he drops one of his little toys, a little organism, and then they take off in their spaceship, they're gone. This little organism starts the entire planet. It starts like breaking up into like little different cells, starts multiplying, then you have evolution.
But people are made from stardust.
What are you talking about, stardust?
Fuck, Google it, buddy.
What are you talking about? Stardust. So where did the stardust come from?
The fucking skies.
Where did the skies come from?
Holy shit.
Exactly. Holy shit is right. As human beings, it's hard for us to get an understanding of how things started. Because you keep pushing, but you got to keep pushing back. It's like, okay, we're made from stardust. Where did the stardust come from? Where did that come from? Where did that come from? Where did that come? You keep pushing back until your brain's like, I don't even know.
Yeah, well, how far are you going to push back? Well, God created us. Well, where did God come from?
Exactly.
So maybe this is all just a fucking computer simulation, buddy, and we're in the Sims video game.
I watched Inception the other day. And I was thinking, it's like, maybe this is not even real, man. Maybe I'm dreaming right now.
Could be dreaming. This could, you know, be, I mean? This could all be a dream. This could all just be, yeah, everything that happens to you right now just could be just your imagination.
That's what I'm saying.
And it might not even be real.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, what's happening right now could just be shit that's going on in my head. You might not even exist for
that's
all
right. I remember hearing something about,
but
how,
if,
like,
I did imagine, yeah, you, I would imagine myself with a, you know, better looking friend.
Yeah, I would just, great, assume.
Yeah, great. Thanks. That's great. That's great. Yeah, I don't know about that, man. Aliens coming back for us.
Why?
I don't know. I just think it's a weird idea. Well, but you know what? It's possible. Actually, I shouldn't say it. It's a hard concept to figure out. But yeah, I mean, it could be possible.
It's anything's, weird, but anything's possible, right?
Anything's possible. You can't deny unless you know 100% for sure.
Anything is possible. Nobody knows shit. So
yeah, there's only, except for Steve Hawkins.
Only one way to find out.
He knows a lot. That guy,
Stephen Hawking.
Yeah,
modern day genius.
Yep.
He says there's life on other planets.
There has to be.
So?
There has to be. We just don't have the technology to reach these other places.
Oh, apparently they do.
Humans? I'm talking about humans.
There's a...
I'm sure aliens probably do. Maybe they're more advanced than us, but we don't have that.
Apparently there's some guy who's prepared to... if he could get the funding for it, he could build a telescope that could see... that can go, like, back in time. Like, that's how deep this telescope goes.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
But it would cost $10 billion.
Huh.
Which sounds like a lot of money.
It does.
But
it's not that much.
It's not that much money.
No.
They spend that much money for 1 month in Iraq.
I know.
So.
They should do it.
They should do it, but they'll never do that.
I think what they should do is use all this nuclear energy that we have on this Earth and build a spaceship that's powerful enough to blast its way, like, through...
Yeah, how part, the fuck you
like
come
as far
back?
As far as we possibly can through our galaxy.
There's people that say you can, that you might be able to travel through these wormholes that's in the center of every single universe.
Yeah, that'd be crazy.
Every single galaxy, there's one, like a,
yeah,
black,
like a black,
there's
hole,
like a black,
yeah,
hole.
Yeah.
And they're starting to think that you might be able to travel through it and do other galaxies.
We should use nuclear energy.
Who the fuck's going to volunteer for that? Probably that Felix Baumgartner guy.
Maybe.
He clearly likes Rush.
Yeah. Bring, like, maybe get, like, three guys, four women, three women, I don't know. So that way they can procreate and make kids so they can last a journey.
Speaking of journeys, did we talk about domestic flights last,
no,
last
we didn't,
time?
No. Porter and, I don't know. What are you talking about?
Doesn't, well, people are... people are flying out of Buffalo, especially out of,
yeah,
Toronto.
A lot
of people fly out of Buffalo because they save so much more money. It's,
I don't,
because,
know,
it's way cheaper.
Yeah, that's crazy to me.
So just for example, if I want to buy a plane ticket from Toronto to Vancouver,
yeah,
it could cost me like $800, $900.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where I could fly to, and that's just a domestic in-country flight.
Yeah.
I could fly to Germany for the exact same amount of money.
It's insane.
Which just sounds completely crazy.
Yeah.
So people are using, if you want to fly to the States and you just want to go to Florida, you can fly out of Air Canada and it might cost you $600, but
yeah,
you can fly to Buffalo for $200. So you drive across, you drive for 45 minutes across the border.
Yeah.
You drop off your car, you leave it there, you pay $40 to leave it there, and you're still way ahead.
That's crazy. I don't know. I wonder what's going on. I wonder why.
It makes me nuts, man.
Why is it so expensive to travel within our own country?
Because, like, these idiots are stupid.
Like in Europe, too. In Europe, it's so cheap to travel from country to country, take, yeah, the train. Like, flights are cheap. When I went to India, flying from, like, one spot in India to, like, I don't know, like, 800 kilometers away, it's, like, dirt cheap.
It's insane, isn't it?
I don't get it.
People don't... They want to complain about there's no money and, you know, you need tourism. Well, you can promote tourism within Canada. Canada's beautiful. There's so many good places to go and see, but...
Definitely.
Why would you want to spend $800 to fly to Vancouver when you could spend $800 and go to Cuba for 10 days, all-inclusive?
Yeah. Yeah, it's true.
Somebody better figure something out.
They need to figure something out. And even in Canada, too, with, like, our cell phones, like, we pay, like, the highest cell phone rates per month out of anywhere. It's crazy.
When are we going to just all stand up?
We need to smarten up.
no more. Enough of the bullshit.
Come on, Canada. Let's all stand together. Hold hands.
I might. This is why I'm going to be the fucking president of this country.
Let's stand together and say a prayer before we go to school. Yeah, I'm still waiting for this to happen.
You're waiting? All right. When if you want to film me going down to fill out my nomination, you can come with me. What, by all means.
When's the day?
Whenever you want to go.
But
I can do it at any time. The election's not till 2014.
Okay, for next year. So what, you're going to do your campaigning from what, January onwards? Like, when you can start the campaigning?
Start raising campaign funds in 2 days, February.
Okay.
And then work it out from there.
This is so,
I don't know how to do this. This is the thing.
This is so not going to happen. I know it's not going to happen.
I'll do it, and people will vote for me. I will get votes.
Yeah, you'll get 3 votes.
I might get 3 votes. How many votes did you get?
Well, I'm not running, so I don't need to worry.
You know
about
what? You know why I got to do this?
Why?
Because I hear everybody complaining about.
Because
everybody sits there and whines. Oh, Rob Ford is an asshole, or oh, the liberals or the conservatives, blah blah blah. These people don't do this and these people don't do that. But everybody just sits and cries and complains. Nobody does shit about
it. Are you gonna run? Like, you're gonna run for a ward though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'll probably lose.
Yeah.
But at least I can say, instead of me sitting there fucking crying about everything, I'm at least going to go and try. If I want to make changes myself,
yeah,
and try to get things done the way that I think that they should be done, then who better to do it than me? Why would you why would you rely on somebody else to try to seek out the way you want, that you think that things should be done?
So what you want to, like, what kind of changes are you thinking of making? Like, is your, the ward that you live in, is it really that bad that you need to make changes?
It's not that it's that bad, but
you just want to run it.
Our entire, the whole way politics is done, it, to me, is crazy. And I told you, I don't think that people should be career politicians. This lady fucking sits there. She's been in city. She's been just a politician for 25 years.
Yeah, what are you talking about? That's her job. That's like saying
that's not.
Well, I don't think people should be garbage men for 25 years, but that's what they do. That's their career.
That is not how things get done. That's how corruption is gets started.
That's if you vote in someone who's corrupt, though.
Yeah, but when you have all of these people who are career politicians and that's what they do. Oh, yeah. I'm a politician.
Yeah,
that's not what it was originally designed for.
Oh. Preach.
It's not originally designed for people to sit there and have a job for 50 years and fucking sit there and get paid off by every fucking person that's out there. And so they'll donate money to their campaign and they'll make sure that they get elected.
Yeah.
So that they get their kickbacks and they get fucking their decks built in their backyard and the fucking free barbecues or whatever the fuck they're doing.
That's the life.
And that's it. It's not what it's supposed to be.
So this person's supposed to run for whatever, for counselor or whatever else, and they're supposed to be in that position for what, 4 years, and then once they're done they have to go get a job, but like,
yeah, because you want to know what,
like somewhere else, like that's not, work for some company.
It wasn't supposed to be a career. These farmers were fucking decided, hey, we got to get this shit done.
Yeah.
And you go to the meeting, you figure some shit out, then you go back and you do your job. You don't sit there all day and you go sit on some more boards and you just make policies all day and sit on your fucking fat ass. That's not what.
But you need someone to be a leader, man.
Yeah, you need people to be leaders.
Yeah.
But people aren't supposed to be doing this every day. She doesn't understand what it's like for you to go to work every single day, 9 to 5, Monday to Friday, or for you to have 2 jobs, or for the regular people that's out there, because her job consists of waking up in the morning, go sit at an office. Oh, I'm going to go down to City Hall, blah, 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 sit there. Oh, I'm going to go sit on this board.
I'm sure whoever, if it's a good politician, they should be out talking to the people, visiting these people.
She came to my neighborhood.
Talking to these
people.
My
neighbor told her, listen. Then she's like, we're going to revitalize this neighborhood. And my neighbor said, you don't have to revitalize. Like, they're going to demo my neighborhood. They're demoing it and they're building condos, right? And he's like, you don't have to do that. All you have to do is just rehab this place, plant some fucking flowers, make it look decent.
Yeah.
Make it look like a nice place to be. But instead, it looks like fucking shit. And he volunteered there's a vacant unit, he's like, I'll fucking furnish that unit right across the street and let you live here for a week and see how you would like it and see if you can relate. But you can't relate to all these people because you don't live a regular person's life. You fucking go and you sit in meetings all day, and that's your job forever. Apparently, and that's okay because she's a politician.
I guess so. I see your point of view, but at the same time, I mean, you need someone who's on those front lines.
Yeah, I'm going to be the dude on the front lines. And I'm going to know what it's going to be like to be the guy who has to fucking go work at Tim Hortons and bust his ass all day.
Do it.
Come home.
Do it.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
I'm going to back you up on this.
I fucking hope so. I want you out there campaigning.
I'm going to back you up to fall.
Who cares? I don't care if I lose.
I'm joking.
And I probably will lose because I've already looked at how much money she raised for her campaign last year and all of her campaign spending, and it's way more money than I'm going to be able to put together. So,
like, what do you need? Like, posters? Like, what are you going to do? You should just have a concert, man. Have a concert to raise money.
I'm going to have to figure out something to do.
Yeah, you might have to start gigoloing or something. I don't know.
It's important to me, but it's...
But what are you really going to change, though? Like, in all due honesty, like, what are you going to do that's any different? Like, what would you do? Like, what would be your thing that you would change? And why... And then the whole thing about the condos. Oh, never mind. I guess that'd be... Like, these people that live here now, they're going to demo the place, build condos there. I can see that being shitty because they want to have a place to live. But it would be nice if they were guaranteed a spot to live.
They will be. They're going to move them around the city, but...
Yeah.
You know... It is what it is, and it's going to happen.
Yeah.
To me, like, something like that's not that big of a deal. There's really what she does is not that big of a deal. I just want to go and shake up City Hall.
Let's see it, man.
That's it.
Let's do it.
I want to hear. I think that people would be refreshed with hearing a real person speak rather than that politician voice.
So what's going to happen when you have to go inside of a meeting, though? Because you're going to have to go inside a meeting.
Yeah, sure. I can go into a meeting.
All right.
Then what?
I don't know. I'm just saying. I'm like, how's it going to go? When you have to, like, look over, like, all these legal papers and all that stuff.
Are you trying to say I'm not smart enough?
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, how are you going to manage that? That's going to be all stressful.
Politicians should, I guess, apparently you shouldn't be a member of their community where you live. You should have to be, like, a lawyer or a brilliant person.
I guess. I don't know.
No, I don't think so.
All right.
I think I'm going to make things a lot dumber. We're going to dumb a lot of shit down.
All for fixing the pothole?
Yay.
Yay. All right. Let's do it. Done.
Listen, we got to fix the pothole? Sure. Let's fix it.
All right.
How important is it?
Yeah.
I'm going to make a list of shit that's important to the people that live there.
All right.
And what's not important. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't even know what I would do. I'm probably not qualified. I'm probably not the best guy for the job, but hopefully I can go around and
you have to canvass, you know that, right?
Yeah, I have no problem fucking canvassing. No, I fucking like talking to people.
Do you realize how much work that is?
Yeah, there's 57,000 people that live in my ward.
Oh my god,
it's a lot of people.
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of door knocking.
You have like three jobs. How are you gonna
I'm gonna quit two of them.
All right,
and I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna talk to the people and say, listen, you want this stupid bitch who's been in here forever running this place? Or would you like a fresh new face? I'm going to go with the Barack Obama style, hope and change. You want some change going on? Look at me. I'm the future of this fucking country. You want this old? You want this
goodness.
Old? I might literally just go out and take like all of the young people that I can like connect with versus all of the people that she can connect with. She can connect with all of the, you know, 40 plus.
No, that's actually a good strategy.
And I can go with the 35 plus demographic all the way down to 18.
Yeah.
And if I can convince, because quite frankly, they don't vote that much
in the
younger demographic. If I can just convince them to come out and vote for me, let's fuck up City Hall. Let's fucking put me in office. Then guess what? I might have a chance.
This will be a miracle. This would be awesome.
She beat the other four contestants, the other four nominees last year. She crushed them.
And
she got 8,000 votes. 8,000 votes out of 57,000 people. She got 8,000 votes.
That's it. That's all it takes.
That's a miss. How many votes she got? She had
Oh my God.
She won with 8,000 votes, and the next closest person was at like 3,000 votes, and then like 1,000 votes and like 500 votes or whatever.
Wow.
So the total voting pool was only awesome. Like 13 or 14,000 people voted.
Yeah. That sounds pretty incredible, actually.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So you're just going to have to get like 10,000 votes just to be on the safe side.
Get 10,000 votes. Go social media, fucking talk to my neighbors.
Go to the high schools.
Fucking get all
elementary
these,
schools, bring get all them candy.
18-year-olds and be like, listen, throwing a party. I know you're 18, but you can vote. I got a little bit of booze. Smoking a couple joints. Bring your friends. We're going to all vote for
isn't,
Jason.
Isn't the legal age 19, though?
It is, but listen, you're going to... People break a couple
you're
laws.
You're trying to swing the vote, huh? Yeah.
You got to cheat a little bit sometimes. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
I guess that's actually...
You know what one. I always say? It's only cheating if someone gets pregnant.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Ha-ha. Woo!
Do you ever talk about your view on abortion?
Yeah, no.
Because I saw some people canvassing outside on the street, like with the
clipboard,
with like their sign. No, they like have these big signs like about anti-abortion, kills children, blah blah blah.
Yeah,
and I find those people to be hilarious.
You really want to talk about this?
Why? It's not a big deal.
All right. All right, let's talk.
I'm campaigning right now. I suppose it's one of my platforms.
So like, what is it? You're saying that these people are, like, blocking space or something? Or
no, they're not doing anything crazy. They just stand out on the side of the street corner, and they have their big signs that say, like, you know...
They're trying to bring awareness to the issue.
Yeah, they're clearly not for abortion, but I'm fucking... I think I'm pretty much pro-abortion.
I'm pro-choice.
It's these wackos.
Oh yeah, okay. No, I'm pro choice.
Listen, someone's gotta why don't you say what it is instead of this
I'm
politic?
Saying, no, I'm not politicking. I'm
pro choice.
Pro choice.
That means you get to choose if you want an abortion or not?
Yep.
So you're for abortion.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that. I'm saying I'm pro choice. It's you know, it's if a woman could live with whatever decision that she decides to make, if she can live with whatever the decision is, to keep it, to destroy it, pro-choice.
The correct answer is. Everybody be pro-abortion. Give it up. All right, that's it. Everything else is nonsense.
Why would you say that?
Why? Because do you know how many people are on this planet?
That doesn't matter, man.
I'm asking you a question. Do you know how many people are on the planet?
I don't know. How many?
7 billion.
Seven.
Okay.
All right.
Do you know how many of these people, especially in countries like our country?
We have tons of land here. What are you talking
about? Yeah, listen, we got tons of land, but we have tons of knuckleheads. And we have knuckleheads because these people have babies, and they probably shouldn't have babies, and they should have went to go get an abortion.
Oh, my God.
Now, if you were to cancel abortion, if you were to say, you know what, no more abortions are allowed,
mm-hmm.
and everybody has to have the kid that they didn't want to have, but now they don't have a choice to have an abortion. Who the fuck's going to take care of this little fucker?
There's going to be number one, there's going to be a lot of legal issues. There's people going to be doing it because there's some places now where abortion's illegal, and there's some pretty scary things that go down in order to, you know, get an abortion. You know what I mean? Like, there's
of course, there's going to be a black market. Like,
a black market. Yeah, exactly.
But
which is very scary.
Who's going to take care of these fucking kids? The parents clearly didn't want them, so they're going to treat them like fucking shit. And they're going to grow up
poor and shit. Well, I don't know. You got to figure out what the percentage of those families that are out there like that. You know what I mean? I doubt, you know what I mean? And there's a lot of people out there, too, that want to have kids. But they can't, so I'm sure.
So go and adopt them.
Exactly.
There's fucking kids for adoption out there all day.
Exactly. So that's probably what will happen.
That's not what's going to happen. How many kids?
Partially.
You see that? You see in this picture? You know what I yelled out my window at them?
You actually took that picture?
Yeah, I took it.
Oh, my God.
Took it. It was on Kennedy Road.
Huh.
I yelled out my window to these guys holding their signs. How many kids have you adopted? They never adopted no fucking kids. So they just want everybody to have all these kids that they don't want, and no one's going to fucking take care of them. If you want to have an abortion, go have an abortion. I don't give a shit.
All right.
That's it.
I'm pro-choice.
You're pro-abortion.
What are you talking about?
That's exactly
about?
What no. it means. You're pro-abortion.
No, I'm not. What are you talking about? You're trying to put words in my mouth. No.
I'm not. You're for abortion.
I am. What are you? No, I'm saying I'm pro-choice. It depends on the choice of the woman. I mean, whatever it is that she feels as though she needs to do, it's her decision to make that.
What about the fact that at the end of the day, the woman does get to make the choice because it's her body.
Yeah.
But it could be your baby. And okay. Let's say you're the daddy.
Okay.
And you're like, listen, you know.
Well, that's when you go to court, you do whatever
you can.
You can't
go to court and say, I want to have an abortion, and she doesn't. The court says she can have the fucking baby. And guess what? Now you're being extorted.
Oh, I see what you're saying now. I shouldn't have got myself in that mess. People need to be a lot more careful with what they're doing. I mean, nowadays sex seems so like recreational, but people forget some of the outcomes of what can happen. I mean, not only kids, there's lots of diseases out there. Play safe, kids.
Play safe. Play smart. Don't be silly. Protect your willy.
That's right. Don't be silly. Protect your willy. But no, seriously, I mean, if that happened, I mean, that would be my own... If I don't know. I can't see that ever happening to me, but like, that'd be my own fault.
So if you got a chick pregnant and she's like, and you're like, oh shit. Oh shit. What did I do? Jack Daniels took me down the fucking rabbit hole. Now look at where I am.
Dude, I don't even drink anymore.
Whatever. Let's say you decided to go out for one last hurrah. You're hitting the tequila hard.
I am so conscious of that kind of stuff. I am so conscious of that stuff. Even if I were to have a few drinks, I am so conscious of that and so scared of that happening that I would not do it.
Well,
that's like you being like super, super drunk and someone says, hey, put your hand in that fire.
I've done that before.
You know that fire burns your hand. And you know what I mean? You're like, no, I don't care how drunk I am. I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to put the tip of my finger in. You know, that's how conscious I am of that.
Wow. I'm the exact same way.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
But.
You just said you put the tip of your finger in
there. No, I said that I've.
Just the tip, eh?
I've gone. I've thrown myself into fire.
Oh, my God. That's funny.
I don't know, man. Things are very strange in this world.
That's too flimsy for me, man. I couldn't do that.
So you think it's okay for a woman to have a baby, even though if you don't want one, because it's her choice.
Shouldn't have been having intercourse without protection. Should be more careful.
What happens if you had a faulty condom, or what happens if she was poking holes in your condom?
Well, that's something you take up with the courts.
And what are the courts going to say? They're going to say, it's your fucking kid. Looks just like you, James.
Well, that's the consequences.
All right, James, here's your child support settlement. We're going to take 48% of your paycheck and give it right to her.
Those are the consequences.
Okay. Thanks, Judge. Bye.
Of being with someone who's crazy. If you know so.
You know what happens in those cases? I've heard of guys like saying, fuck that shit. And they'll like quit their job.
Oh my God, that's ridiculous. That's not being a man.
I know dudes who've done that before.
That is not being a man. Of course. That is being weak. That's weak.
Well, some people do it, man.
That is so weak, man. Quit their jobs. So what do they do? Go on welfare?
Yeah.
And what do they do for the rest of their lives?
Go on welfare.
That's stupid. Are you kidding me?
Until the kid makes the NBA.
Oh my God. Anyways, that's just ridiculous. That sounds stupid.
I don't know, man. Things, for a lot of people, things always have to fall apart before they you know, the thing, you don't really figure shit out till shit goes completely horribly bad.
And that's why you gotta,
that's how people learn.
You gotta keep your conscience going there, your morals. You gotta keep your morals kicking and live, you know what I mean?
It's tough, man. We I don't know what's going on. What kind of podcast is this today?
I don't know. You're bringing up the topics,
you
man.
You didn't have a list going.
No, I don't have a list, man. My list is in my head.
It's very serious topics today. Politics, hey. Yada, yada.
You're bringing it up. You're the one who's running for office. You got to clean up the show. You're running for office,
I'm not
man.
Cleaning up the show. Let's, you know this Kim Kardashian's dating Kanye West?
Oh, still? I thought that'd be over by now.
You know what I've always found to be so strange? Is What's that? Kim Kardashian has like 12 million their followers on Twitter, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I use Twitter to tweet it's out crazy. Like shit on the show and stuff, but it's like, yeah. What exactly is Kim Kardashian doing? Like, why are people so interested in her Twitter? She's got 16.4 million followers.
She's on TV.
Yeah, but why do you want to follow her?
Because girls want to be like that. Some girls want to be like that. Some people are just intrigued by the things that she says, either because they're actually interested and they like her, or some people just like, oh my God, I can't believe she just said that. Or some people are just so hyped up and just so want to be involved with celebrities' lives. They want to hear the latest dish about whatever's going on, where they're eating, so that way they can go there one time when they visit the same place that they live. It's crazy, man. We're just so like...
All right, bro. Yeah. This is what we're going to do.
All right.
I'm going to read out some of Kim Kardashian's tweets, and we're going to see if you're going to start following her today after you hear this, okay?
Hit it.
This is my promotion. If everybody follow her at Kim Kardashian.
Okay? Oh, God.
I got to get her some followers, man.
She's, all right. She only has 16.4.
All right, sour cream and onion chips are the best.
You know what? I think I want some sour cream and onion chips now.
Very enlightening.
Oh, my God.
But my favorite male rapper of all time is Kanye. Smiley face. Now playing, Andrea Bocelli can't help falling in love with you. Oh, he's my favorite male singer of all time.
Huh. This is Andrea, that's Andrea, that's...
Andrea Bocelli.
That's classical music, isn't it?
I have no idea. Just had an amazing workout. Feels like I've been up for hours. Oh, thanks.
What does that even mean?
What does it mean? It means that she talks about not nothing. She's not saying anything.
But and do people like what she says? Like, can you? I don't have Twitter.
I don't so think like, there's.
Do you
likes
do you like what her statement?
No, that doesn't work like that.
Oh, so then what? You read it and then you just you can like retweet it like on your
end. Yeah, sure. You can retweet it if you want. This is nonsense.
But can you comment on a tweet? You can leave a comment on a tweet, right? Someone tweets something, you can leave a comment on that. So say if she's like, I like sour cream and onion chips. And someone could say, so do I. Have you tried this yet?
Yeah, you could do that.
Yeah? Okay.
But she'll never respond to you because she probably doesn't not. Give a fuck. But this is what people...
That's what people want to hear, man. I wonder if the sales of sour cream and onion chips have spiked since that post.
Well, there are some other things that she clearly is like endorsing things. She's like, new Kardashian collection outfit today, #Sears. And then it shows a picture of... the clothes.
Well, there you go.
Makeup by Joyce Bonelli. Hair by Clyde Hair God. And so I guess they probably pay her to promote their shit because she's got that many followers. I wonder if I have does that make you mad?
It doesn't make me mad. I just don't understand it.
I don't really understand Twitter that much, even though I
don't get it.
I sort of use Twitter, but I use it in a weird way. Like
what do you use it for?
I use it for like some of my friends from like other countries. They'll be like, oh, Jay, you know, I use it as almost like text messaging each other.
Okay.
So
why don't you just use text messaging?
Because then you have to pay international text messaging.
Oh.
So instead, I have a Twitter. They have a Twitter.
Yeah.
I'll be like, yo.
Why don't you use Facebook?
Because Facebook doesn't give you a push notification.
Oh.
Like, so when I get a message on Twitter from people that I set it up as, it comes to me as a text message.
Oh, that's interesting.
So then I see that they direct messaged me on Twitter, and then I can go onto my Twitter, and then I can direct message them back, and it's like texting.
Huh. Is it, you can't use like WhatsApp for that?
I think you can use WhatsApp, but I don't like using WhatsApp.
Yeah, neither do I. I took it off my phone.
I don't know. I got too many apps.
Yeah.
You want to know how many apps I got?
You got an app for that?
I got an app for everything. It's fucking crazy.
You got an app for when you have too many apps?
So what's going on for the rest of the week? The show's coming to an end. What's going on?
Rest of the week. What's going on for the rest of the week? Check it out because you know I need to get myself a what? What's going on for the rest of the week?
What do you got going on?
Monday, I have my swim class. Then I'm going to a concert afterwards.
What's the concert? Who are you going to go see?
It's this group by the name of Nouvelle Vague. Nouvelle Vague. There's like Nouveau Jazz.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like these. There's usually two. There's two. It's been a while since I've seen them, but there's like two women, two girl singers, and like a band. And I don't know. It's pretty cool music. It's pretty like hip hop sort of jazzy kind of stuff. Tuesday I have class. Wednesday I'm going out for dinner.
Oh shit! Mad dates.
No dates.
Holy shit!
Just going out to dinner with some friends.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. I'm going out to dinner with some friends.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who are into sociology and whatnot. Thursday, I think.
Why
I
are they into sociology?
Because they are. That's what they studied.
Why are you blowing past that so quickly?
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
Who are these sociology people? I've never heard of these sociology people.
This is gonna be the first time that I've met these people.
Is this like a group for your school?
No. This is just like friends, friends, and we're organizing like a dinner just to get out. You know what I mean? Talk about sociology because we're all into the same. We all, are into sociology and observing things.
Am I into sociology?
Yeah, if you want to come along.
Well, I wasn't invited.
Well, I just invited you. What the hell? Come on.
Do these people live in Ward 33? Can they vote for me?
No, I don't actually. Do they even live in Canada? I'm not too sure if they actually.
Do they speak English?
No, they speak English. Thursday, I think I have another concert to go to. And Friday, there's something else. Band practice. I don't know, man. My week's pretty packed. What's going on for you?
Well,
work three jobs, man.
I'm gonna go to work all day, Monday to Friday.
Jeez.
Saturday, Sunday,
Monday. Well, I have to go to work too. Yeah,
and that's really it. I think I'm gonna do some social media stuff maybe this week a little bit.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm gonna promote the podcast a little bit more, and I found some other new podcast apps that I have to make the show available to you and stuff. So, some minor tweaking and shit like that.
Did you know that there's another I Got Issues Facebook page?
What are you talking about?
There's another I Got Issues Facebook page out there. We'll take a look at it, I'm telling you. They have more followers than us.
So we're going to have to...
And... I don't even know. I'm just... When I saw that, my heart started beating really fast.
Why are you promoting another person's
Facebook page? I'm not promoting another I Got Issues. I'm saying that someone else has an I Got Issues Facebook page.
Well, it's because there's a person who owns igotissues.com, and they do a blog.
Oh, God. We got to change our name.
And it's pretty, like, popular. I think it's, like, a pretty popular website.
We got to change our name.
To what? What would we change it to?
I don't know, but we can't keep it at I Got Issues.
Why not?
I don't know. We just got to change it.
Well, if you can come up with a name, let's go right ahead.
All right. I'll think of something, and then, yeah.
What would we call it? If anybody has any suggestions, they could leave some suggestions. Do you see some of the comments? Oh, you don't read comments anymore.
I know. I don't read comments.
Holy shit. Somebody completely put up a... Something about the light bulb.
Oh yeah, I was close. They
did you read that comment?
Yeah, you sent me an email on that, and I read it, and I was like, okay, like it was really good. Like, thank you, whoever left the comment. But I mean, it's just like copy and paste from like Wikipedia or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
Yeah, and like a lot of the stuff that they were explaining, which is really helpful. Thank you again. I felt as though I mentioned some of that stuff. About the filament and like how there's like gas inside of there and all that stuff. I just didn't have all the technical words for everything. Whoops. So, yeah.
Oh man. Well, I felt, I listened back to the show and I didn't feel like as much of a moron as I thought I was going to.
Why? What happened?
What?
What happened?
Listen, you guys are saying that I'm retarded because I don't know how electricity works or a light bulb works or how plumbing works.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know what? I'm not that much of a moron. I don't think.
It's weird. I don't see it here now. I don't know why.
Yeah, I got, I took care of that.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. There's the I Got Issues band. There's He's Got Issues, but I don't see an I Got Issues anymore. There was another I Got
Issues. It's right above it. I Got Issues, Christian comedian Stefan.
No, that's not it. Weird, man. That's strange.
Very strange.
There was another I Got Issues, and they had like, it wasn't this many. Wow. I'm surprised. Anyways, I guess it doesn't exist anymore.
Is Facebook jumping the shark? Is Facebook, is it losing its,
oh, yeah,
its mustard? Like,
oh, yeah. You know, there's this article I was reading about websites such as like Facebook and like, remember like High Five and all those other things like that. The lifespan of like one of those sort of like websites, like social media websites, is usually like seven years max. And I think Facebook has been on here for like what? Like 9 or something?
I don't know, but Facebook,
it's starting to die. Like, it's brutal.
Slowly.
So many ads. Like, young kids don't use it anymore.
I don't use it. I use my Instagram is like the new stuff for me.
Yeah. Well, Facebook bought Instagram, didn't they?
Probably. Yeah. But that's sort of what I use now. I don't really go on to Facebook. I don't know. I don't know how it's fallen off. So it seems like it's fallen off so quickly.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Like, same thing sort of with Twitter for me. Like, it was, I was using it a lot for a little bit, but then it just sort of like,
yeah. Yeah, it gets pretty brutal.
MySpace, gone.
Yeah, MySpace is coming back.
I know it's coming back. I think it's being rebranded. It looks
pretty awesome, too.
Yeah, but it's over.
I don't know. Justin Timberlake's promoting it, so we'll see what happens.
It's over, man. You can't go back to MySpace. You can't go back. Once it's gone, it's gone, man.
It looks nice. It looks fresh and new.
Did you have a MySpace page?
No, I didn't. Only for, like, the band. But, yeah.
MySpace is over, dude. You can't go back. You can't tell people to go back to MySpace.
They're going to revitalize it. Anyways, well.
Anyways.
That was a good one.
Binder full of bitches.
Oh my God, that was so good.
I love how you know we have the I Got Issues Facebook page, and like, you can post stuff on there. I can post stuff on there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you posted, what should I be for Halloween?
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. And your mom left a comment.
Yeah, my mom left a comment. Yeah.
Your mom gave me a kiss and a hug. And yeah, it's good.
But, and it's because they think that I'm the only person. They think like it's my page.
Yeah.
So when I called them, I was like, hey, what's up? Blah, blah, blah. He's like, oh, did you see that we gave you suggestions for what you should be for Halloween? And I was like, I don't even know what you're talking about. She's like, yeah, on your Facebook. She's like, you said, what should I be? She's like, your dad said you should be Urkel. I just played along with it. I was like, cool. But I'm like, that's something that James posted. Then I realized, like, you can post things. I can post things because we're both the administrators.
That's actually pretty funny, man. I totally forgot about that post, too.
You got a whole bunch of suggestions on that one. I'm filling up the timeline with mad pictures.
Oh, that's good. I don't remember when I posted that, but, yeah, here we go. Oh, wow. Wow, this blew up.
Buckwheat. That's what you should be. The question was, what would be the best costume for a black dude? Bill Cosby, Rick James, Tiger Woods, anyone else?
And these are the people that we got. We got Steve Urkel, which is actually a good one. I can see that.
Hi, guys.
That'd actually be pretty good to do. Obama, Bob Marley. Buckwheat, that's hilarious. Blade, oh. And then this guy here, who's this guy? Blackula?
Blackula.
Blackula.
Who is Rick White?
George Washington Carver, Kunta Kente. George Jefferson, Shanae. Oh my god, that's actually pretty funny.
I don't know who that is.
This is incredible. We have listeners all around the world. This is fucking crazy, man. Oh my god. I have no idea who this guy is. This is awesome.
I have no idea either. Rick White, you the man.
Yeah, thanks for leaving those comments, man. That's cool. It's very nice of you, sir. Peace out to our homie Rick White. Thanks for the suggestions on the Halloween costumes. I don't know. We'll figure out which one we'll do. Maybe Michael is Rick White. I don't know. Anyways, that's another podcast right there.
That's it, man.
That's it. That's all.
Everybody, God bless you. God bless Canada. That's going to be... When you get into politics, do you all of a sudden have to pick a religious side? Because I'm like... So far, I'm like just not into the whole religion shit. So
I don't even know. All I know is that when you talk to people, you have to like make a fist and you put your thumb on top. You got to point to people like this. This is what you got
to
do.
All I know is that I'm going to talk to people the way that I want. I want to be talked to a certain way. I don't want to be lied to.
In a certain way.
No, like when politicians speak and they speak in that politician voice.
Yeah, they start politicking.
We are America and we will not fight for freedom. Like, that's not how fucking people talk, bro. Who are you?
I'm
going to give people the real talk, man. This is how I really sound. This is how I really talk. You want to know more about me? Go listen to my podcast.
I was just going
to
say, that's funny.
I'll tell people to listen to it. I'm not ashamed of anything that I've ever said. Right. Well, minus a few things, but who cares?
All right.
Make mistakes.
That's it.
All right, everybody. Don't get anyone pregnant.
Peace.